Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Tes. We're going to just start briefly on the Mishnah Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, the first four or five lines, which is really the introduction to today's Gemara. And the Mishnah begins, Tzvul Yoyim Mechusi Kippurim. You have a Kohen who could not do the Avoida that day because he was a Tzvul Yoyim. He became Tomei. He went to the Mikvah. But until Herev Shemesh, he cannot go and do Avoida, nor can he go and eat from Karbonis because it's still a residuary Tumah related to this Tvul Yoyim. Same thing applies to Mechusi Kippurim. Mechusi Kippurim is, let's say, the Kohen was a Zov, for instance, and therefore he was not able to do the Avoida. What does he have to do to be able to do the Avoida and to be able to eat from Karbonis? He has to go and bring the Karbonis that a Zov has to bring. Until he brings those Karbonis, even if he has toiveled 1,010 times, it's not going to help him to get his full degree of Tahara until he brings his Karbon. So he brought the Karbon. Gvaldik. Now, after bringing the korban, we'll see in the Gemara in the Amid Aleph shortly, the Chomer were misaken a tvila midraban. He toivled midraban. Oh, now that he brought his korban, he toivled midrabanan. He does not require Herev Shemesh for that tvila drabanan. But nevertheless, he does not get a chelik in the kabanis as they are distributed. Meaning, when we say ein chokin, he does not get an entitlement to a chedek in the carbon, because at the time that the carbon was brought, whichever carbon we're talking about in our Mishnah, achatos, tzianosham, whatever, or the shlomim, where you get the chazav v'shoik, at that time, number one, he did not participate, and he could not participate in the bringing of the carbon, because he was tameh. And number two, he was not able to go and eat from the carbon at that time because he was tameh. So for those two factors, and we'll talk about that more in the Gemara, since he had no entitlement at the time of the bringing of the carbon, so even at night he doesn't get entitled to a chelek. However, if the kaihanim in that beisav, in that mishmar, are generous and say, Yankel, we feel bad for you, come on in and share alike, then he's allowed to eat, but he doesn't get an entitlement to a chelik in the kabbanis lechol la'erv. Why, when, where? We'll talk about this more in the Gemara. Similarly, if you have an oinein is a kohen hedyot, where one of his close family members passed away, like a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a wife, etc. So if you state in the Torah, a son or a daughter, one of those seven close relatives, he's an oinein. So even though he's an oinein noigeya, he's allowed to touch the kodshim, the ein makar, but he's not allowed to bring kodshim that day. How long does this last? Only lasts until the end of the day, unless there's a situation where the Misa is on one day and the Kvur is the next day. We will talk about that on the Amid base. But typically, if the Misa and the Kvur is on the same day, that day, he cannot do any Kabbanis. The only Kohen in the world that's allowed to be bringing Kabbanis that day when he's an Oinen is the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Because the Pasuk says, and Mikdash lo yetzei, the Kohen Gadol should stay and continue doing the Akrovus of Kabbanis. And similarly, this Oinen, since he cannot be Makriv a Karbin, Veinei Choylik Lechol Erev. That night, even though the aninus is now beyond him, we'll see Mitchum in the Gemara, that Min HaTorah, the aninus is only during the day, already when it comes nightfall, aninus is over. Nevertheless, he does not get a chelik in the carbon. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, Balimumin, Bein Malimumin, Oivrin, Bein Malimumin, Kivuim, if a coin is a Balimum, whether it's a temporary mum or it's a permanent mum, Cholkin, the Oichlin, they get a chelik, and they can go and eat. Avaloi makriven, but since they are bali mumin, you're not allowed to be makriv. The Torah has a whole parish in parishes emor, that if a koyin is a bal mum, he's not allowed to go and be makriv the karbonis. However, nevertheless, he does get a chelik. Of course, he doesn't get a chelik throughout the year, because then that would be wrong. A bal mum, the whole year, he can go and get every single day a chelik. But during his week of the Mishmar or the Beisav, then during that time, just like all the other Kehanim in that Beisav and in that Mishmar go and get a chelik, he also gets a chelik and he eats. Avalei makrim, but he can't be makrif. Kosh ein roi la avoida, ein chelik bebasa. Whoever is not able to go and do the avoida doesn't get a chelik. Didn't we just say that about mum? Yes, he doesn't not roil avoid. Very contradictory. And we already pointed out yesterday that the Rashi says, Bigmore parech, vale balmum. We just said a moment ago that balmum, he cannot do avoid it, but he gets a chelik. And you just said now, he's not roil avoid, he doesn't get a chelik. Is a stira mineu vei. On to the Gemara. The Gemara begins now talking about the tful yoin. The focus, Mechusik Purim the same, but the focus is on the tful yoin, that what he does not get a chelik le'achoil lo'erev. Even though the night has hit, it's already after Tzeisik Chovim, he does not get a chelik. He's allowed to eat from Kabbonis, but he does not get a chelik. Break the Manon immediately, where does this come from? So Gemara is going to give two answers, as you'll see. Omer Ish Lakish, the Omakra. Ha'koine mechati oisach yoichlena. The Pasuk says that the koine who's mechate, Rashi said the word mechate means the one that does the zrikas hadam, he's the one that's going to eat from the karm. If you're wondering where this Rashi is, Rashi's not here on the Amud Aleph, it's on the Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah. Ha'koine mechate, zok Rashi, zrikas hadam. Ah, so it's the koine who does the chitoy. Chitoy means the kapara, means the zrikas hadam. Yoichlena, he gets the chelik. Koyin hamachati yoichal, she'en machate eini yoichal, says Rish Lakish. The Pasuk is very crystal clear. The koyin that did the avoidah, he eats. The koyin that did not do the avoidah, he does not eat. Pray to Yomara, that doesn't sound right. Uklolahu. Rashi says that this is not the Gemara asking Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is just developing his thoughts, and he himself is saying, I just learned the Pasuk, only the Kohen who did the Zrika Saddam, he's going to eat from the carb. Freitimor Klolu, is that in fact the rule? Vari Mishmara Kula, the Ein Mechatin, the Oichlin. The entire Mishmar. Of course, you start off with the Beisav, but the Beisav presumably has to go and share all the Kabbonis of that day with the Mishmar of the entire week. Otherwise, all the B'nai Mishmar will not have any Matnas Kahuna the whole week, only the day that they are working. So therefore, our Gemara is telling us the Beis Av are the people that do the Avodah that day. Obviously, if there's more Avodah than there are hands, then we'll borrow some of the other Kehanim from the same Mishmar. But regardless, every single night, you could have a situation where on Sunday there was a small Olam, Monday there was a huge Olam bringing tons of Kabbanah. So each day, even though the number of people for the Beis Av for Sunday, you only needed a few Kehanim, there wasn't a big day. Monday we needed tons of Kehanim, but in terms of the Matnas Kahuna that is split at night, you split among all of the, not only people of Beis Av, but also of the Mishmar. That being the case, says the Gemara, what are you telling me that only the Kohen HaMechati Yoseh Yechlena, the Kohen that actually does this Rikas Adam, aren't we talking about the entire Mishmar shares and shares alike in all of the Kabbanis of that day? And for the Gemara, you're right. And therefore, when it says in the Pasuk, HaKoyin HaMechate, it doesn't mean literally the Koyin who did the Zrikas Adam, but we mean Ro'oi L'chitoi Koyamrinan. We're talking about all those Kahanim that could have, would have, should have done the Chitoi that day, because they were all able to do so. Ah, so now just taking one breath, so therefore what Rish Lakish is saying is, but this comes to exclude the Tvul Yoyim, because the Tvul Yoyim was not able to be Ro'oi L'chitoi. Therefore, the Tvul Yoyim is now excluded from getting a Chelik that night. Even though we're talking about Yechlena, not Yechalkena, we're talking about that in another moment. Fregimabari Katan, Dein Ro'oi L'chitoi, the Oichel, a Katan is not Ro'oi L'chitoi because he's a Katan. You have to have a Godol. How do you know you have to have a Godol? Rashi says, because it's a Pasuk, Ish ki ochiv, and from the word ish, I learned this at the beginning of the Pasuk is ish mizarachal doiroisam, and then at the end of the Pasuk says ish ki ochiv, see it has an ish choylik vein katn choylik. So it's an ish. So you have a katn who's not roi lechito, he cannot go and do the avoid in the base of Megdish, but oichlan, he gets a portion and he's able to eat. So tomar elamayichlena yichal kena. Oh, so now Rish Lakish is finishing off his thought and he's saying, when it says a koine mechati oisa lav davka, the koine that actually did the zrika, it means anybody that's roi to do the zrika, anybody that's roi to do chitoy. Number two, when it says yechlana, doesn't mean he's the one that's going to eat, but rather yechalkana, all those who are ruuyim lechitoy, they will get a chelik. Zokti Gemara, Roy Lachiti Choylik. If you are able to do the avoida that day, then you get a chaylik. Shen Roy Lachiti Ein a choylik. Ah, so therefore, now we know why a Tful Yoim does not get a chaylik lo erev, because of the fact that he's not Roy Lachitoi. Why is he not Roy Lachitoi? Because he's Tameh, he can't do the avoida. Ah, so then the focus of Reish Lakish's teretz is because the Tful Yoim cannot do the avoid, he cannot do the chitoy, therefore he does not get a chelik.
And a katan is, participates, why? I'm not clear on the answer on that.
Very good question. So Rashi says the reason is because it says in the Pasuk, kol zocher b'kahanim yoichal oisem, from the extra kol zocher comes to be marbe the ketanim as well. So even though he doesn't have the ability to be able to do the avoida, but because of the kol zocher b'kahanim, I learned from that that a katan can also go and eat. Zok the Gemara weiter. Freit the Gemara, what about Hari Balmum? That's the next case in our Mishnah that we were all tumbling about. Hari Balmum, the Eini Roy Lachitoi, v'choylik, and he does get a chaylik after all. So to Balmum, Rachman Rabia, Kol Zocha B'Kehanim, just like we had the Kol Zocha to include the Ketanim, the Kol Zocha also comes to include the Balimumim. So this Balmum, even though he cannot do the Avoyta, assuming that he's a Baal Mum Kavua, he'll never be able to do the Avoida, but he's also assigned, his Mishpacha is assigned to a Mishmar, so during that Mishmar he will be able to go, the Rabbi's Baal Mum, he'll be able to go and get a Chelik in the Kabbanas. For Eiti Yomara, you're telling me that the Kol Zohar comes to be Marbe, the Baal Mum, the aim of Kol Zohar, the Rabbi's Tvul Yoyim. Maybe the Kol Zohar is coming to include the Tvul Yoyim, even though he cannot currently do the Avoida because of the fact that he is Tameh, but he went to the Mikvah, so the amount of Tumah that he still has is relatively minimal, so maybe the Kol Zohar tells us he gets a Chelik that night. So, Akhti Yomara, no, Mistavra Balmum Havali Lerbuye Shekein Oichel. It's more Mistavra to go and say that the Balmum gets a Chelik because the Balmum is able to eat from the kabbanis. It's a befeirish pasuk that even though he happens to be a baal mum, the pasuk says umen hakodeshim yoichel. Even though he cannot be makriv, he gets from the kodeshim. He gets meaning that he's able to eat. Now that I have a second pasuk, kol zocher b'kahanim yoichel oisa. Number pasuk number one gives us a heter achila. Pasuk number two tells us that he even gets a chelik. Ah, so therefore that's why tvul yoim. Not a tvulyam. That's why a balmum not only has the right to eat, but he even gets a chaylik, because we have two psukim that address this issue of the balmum. Feitimar adaraba, tvulyam avlirabuye, tulaorta mechse chazi. Why don't you go and say that tvulyam is only a temporary phase, because unfortunately he touched the dead chariots that morning, and that's why he went to the mikveh, tvulyam. But mechim tonight, he could already do the avoida. What avoida can he do on that night? He can do the hector chalavim veivarim. He can go and help out all the other B'nai Beis Av and say, I wasn't able to work the whole day because unfortunately, as you know, I was a Tvul Yoim, but now I'm going to go into it, all the Eimer on the Mizbeach, I'm going to work the whole night, etc. Ah, so that being the case, why aren't we marbe him in the Kol Zohar B'Kahanim Yechol Oysa? So either instead of, or in addition to the Balmum, slip in also the Tvul Yoim. So to hashta mia holei chazi. Bottom line is, at the time of the Hakrovis HaKorban, he was not roy to do the Avoida. It's very unfortunate. I know he's one of the most able of all the Kahanim. He does a great job, typically. But what can you do? He became Tameh. He's a Tvul Yoim. So he cannot do the Avoida that day. So he does not get a Chelik that night.
It doesn't seem to answer why the Balmum is more eligible than the Tvul Yoim. He also, Mi'olochazi, he's not eligible. He's a lot deep. But why does he get a Chelik? It feels arbitrary.
The Gemara says, because I had two psukim by the Baal Mum. One pasuk by the Baal Mum says that he has the right to eat, and then I have the Kol Zohar. The question is, what is that Kol Zohar Marbe? The Gemara says it's Marbe the Baal Mum, that not only does he have the right to eat, but he even gets a Chelik. Mashenke the Tvul Yoim is disqualified, in the sense that he cannot eat now, and so therefore he doesn't get a chelik to go and eat at night. At night he'll be able to, because it's already b'achar zman. But the kol zocher doesn't come to be marba the tvul yoim. The kol zocher comes to be marba the baal mum. Exactly.
Marba the cotton. I'm not sure that.
Kol zocher.
What's the kol zocher? Kol zocher. Every zocher, even if he's only a young kid, but nevertheless he's a kol zocher.
And you're with
That's correct. That's why that we have a special riboy for him. We have a special riboy for the balmum and a special riboy for the cotton, but we do not have a riboy for the tefillah. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef argues in one prat with Reish Lakish. What is the prat? The focus of Reish Lakish was, what's the reason why tefillah does not get a chalik at night? After all, he's already tahor. He can eat, but why doesn't he get an entitlement, a chalik? The reason is because he wasn't able to do the avoid, he wasn't royal l'chitoy. Rav Yosef says, that's not the ikar reason. The ikar reason because he wasn't royal l'achila b'shas maisa. At the time that the carbon was brought, he was not able to go and eat carbonis. Why couldn't he eat carbonis? Because he's a tvulyayim. Says, look to you, Rav Yosef Omar, mechdi, ma yechlena yichalkena. You already agreed that when we said, Hakoyne Machati Oisa Yechlena doesn't mean literally Yechlena, it means Hakoyne Machati Oisa Yechalkena. That all those that are Roy Lechitoy are Roy, an entitlement to go and get a Chedek in the cart. So, thank you for that being the case. Lichthu Rachmani Yechalkena, my Yechlena. If that's what the Torah means, why does it say Yechlena? Let it say Yechalkena. Shema Minoy, that the Iker Vart is not that he's Roy Lechitoy. Got to be roi lachila choylik, she'en roi lachila einoi choylik. And since at the time of the bringing of the carbon, he was not roi le'echol b'karbonois, because he was a tful yoyim, therefore, he does not get an entitlement at night. So, we have a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rav Yosef. What's the reason why the kohen who's a tful yoyim, does not go and get a chaylik at night? According to Reish Lakish, the thrust of the reason is because he's not roi lechitoy at the time of bringing the carbon. And according to Rav Yosef, the ikavod is because he's not roi lechila at the time of bringing the carbon. So boy Reish Lakish, same Reish Lakish now asks the shayla. When am ziv a balmum v'hu tamei? He's a balmum, and he also happens to be tamei because he touched the sheretz. Whether or not he's a tful yoyim or not doesn't seem to make a difference. The point is that there are two strikes against him. He's a balmum, and he's also tamei. Ma'u shi'ech lekuloi, will he get a chelik at night? What's the shaila? After all, a tamei neither can do the avoida, nor can he go and eat. So l'chari is disqualified. Sa'i couldn't trish lokish, sa'i couldn't trish Yosef. So avadi he shouldn't get a chelik at night. Dr. Chishlokish, Kim and Dolichozi, Rachmon Arabia, since a Balmum is never roi to do the avoida. We know, because Nebuchadnezzar Balmum. Nevertheless, the Torah said, Mithikol Zohar, number one, that he has a right not only to eat, but even he gets a chalik. The Torah was marbihim. So, Ibazoi, Loishna, we have to change the gears here slightly. Loishna says the Bach, Loishna Mali Balmum, Umali Balmum, Buhutame. After all, what happens if he'd only be a balmum and he wouldn't be tamei? He wouldn't be able to do the avoida, and nevertheless he would go and get a chelik at night. So what difference does it make now that he's not only a balmum and he's tamei? He still cannot go and do the avoida at night because of the fact that he's a balmum. The fact that he's tamei is the chayil loy mal of loy moirid, and that's what it says loy shnog mali. What difference does it make? Oy dilma, or perhaps, says Reish Lakish, roi lachila choylik, shen roi lachila einu choylik. Don't focus on the balmum aspect, focus on the fact that he happens to be tamei. And since he's tamei, he's not roi lachila. If you're tamei, you can't go and eat from kachim. Even if he's a tful yoyim, he can't eat from kachim. He has to go and wait until nightfall. So what Reish Lakish is asking is, what's the real reason, what's the thrust of the reason why a tful yoyim doesn't get a chelik at night? Is it because he's not roi lachitoi? Or is it because of the fact that he's not roi la'achila? Where does this nafkimina come up? Or what difference does it make? Comes in the case of a balmum who happens to be tamei. Because if you're going to tell me the reason is because he's not roi la'achila, well, start again. If you're going to tell me the reason is because he's not roi la'achitoi, because of this balmum happens to be tamei, then it's not roi la'achitoi. He's tamei. He can't go into the avoid. So if that's the main reason, then that's why he wouldn't get a chedek. On the other hand, if you're going to go and tell me, yeah, but a balmum always gets a chelik. That's true, he always gets a chelik, even though he cannot do chitoy. However, he's always a bar achila. Just because he's a balmum doesn't take away his right to go and eat from the kabbanis, the Torah of the Feirish. Umen a kodeshim yoichal, he's allowed to eat from the kodeshim. Now that he became tamei, he cannot do avoida. But who says that that's the crux, or that's the reason why? So if you say that the reason is because you can't go and do avoida, a Baal Mum can always, he can never do the Avoida, but nevertheless he gets a Chelik. So the fact that it becomes Tameh, but if you're going to go and tell me the Iker reason that a person loses his Chelik because he's not Roy Lachila, oh, this Baal Mum is not Roy Lachila because he became Tameh. So,
which one came first?
No, there's no...
Isser Chala, Isser
Tameh. No, Isser Tameh, because he's not an Isser. It's his status, unfortunately,
in the Baal Mum. Isser Achila attaches to him because he's Tameh. It's not the... Tameh is the Isser, but the accompanying Isser attaches to him because he becomes Tameh.
Exactly. So, therefore, Rish Lakish wants to know, is the Iker because of the ability to do or inability to do Chitoy? Or is the reason is because the ability to inability to be able to go and eat. What is the main concern here? So Omer Rabba Toshimal is trying to bring an easy raya. Koyin Godel we know is makriv oinein, as we quoted the pasuk before. Umin amikdash lo yetze, he should stay in the base mikdash and continue being makriv of the carbon. However, the einay oichel, but he doesn't eat from that carbon. The einay choylik lechol le'erev, and he doesn't even get a chaylik. Oh, so what do I see from here? He is kosher to do the avoida, but he's not able to eat, and he doesn't get a chelik. So the Gemara assumes that the reason why he cannot get a chelik is because he doesn't have the right to eat. Because if the chelik was dependent on his ability to do chitoy or not, the kohen gadol does makriv oinein, but he can't eat. Oh, he doesn't get a chelik. Why can't he get a chelik? But he's able to eat. He's able to do the avoida. Shema mina, roi lachila be'inin shema mina. So I see that the major reason why a tful yoim doesn't get a chelik to eat at night is not because of the inability to do avoida, because the kohen gadol is able to do the avoida, and nevertheless he doesn't get a chelik. So the reason is because the kohen gadol has no right to eat when he is an oinein, can't eat kochim. Same thing to Yoim. He cannot eat kachim. That's why he doesn't get a chelik at night. Shema mina. Now the Gemara is going to ask a similar shayla. Boy Rav Oishia. Tomei bekabonis tzibur mahu shiach lekulai. What happens if there's a carbon tzibur that's being brought, which can be eaten by the tzibur, not by the tzibur, by the kahanim, and he happens to be a tomei b'shas maisa. Now because he's a tomei, normally, Tomei cannot do avoida. However, if it's a carbon tzibur, if it was a situation of tumah hutra b'tzibur, then the kohen would be able to go and do the avoida. So even though he happens to be Tomei, when it comes to carbon tzibur, had he been the only kohen, or had most of the kohen, or most of the kohen Yisrael been Tomei, he could do the avoida. So now, this is a situation, says Rashi, where in fact, Baruch Hashem, Roiv of the Kahanim were Tahoirim, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Tahor. So we didn't need to come on to this Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So a Korban was brought B'Tahara, a Korban Tzibur. He, on the other hand, our Koyin, is unfortunately Tameh. He could not participate. Why could he participate? Because he's Tameh. And Baruch Hashem, Roiv of the Kahanim were all Tahoirim. So now the question is, Mi Amrinan, HaMachati Omerachmana, V'hai Nami Machati, who potentially he's Roi L'chitoi. What's the potentially? In a case that Roiv of the Kahanim would be Tameim just like him, then he'd be able to do the Avoida together with them, and so therefore he should get a Chelik at night. Because of the fact that he's a Tameh, Rashi points out that when you have the Heter of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, you can bring the carbon, but there's no heter to eat the carbon. You only have a heter to go and bring it, no heter to go and eat it. Ah, that being the case, he's an Eina Roi La'achila. If he's an Eina Roi La'achila, maybe Eina Choylik. So what's the important aspect? Is it the ability to do the chitoy, or is it the ability to be able to go and be Ochel to eat? Om Ravina, same rise before, Toshima, Koyin Godel Makrev. The Koyin Godel Makrev Oinen. He has the ability to do the Avoida. And in fact, he does the avoid. The einay oichel. However, he cannot eat from the kabbonis as long as he's an oinay. The einay choylik echel erev. At night, he doesn't get a choylik. He can eat already at night. We'll talk about that on the Amid Beis. Whether he can, whether he can't. An oinay, an inas laila, the rabbonim, the araisa. The einay choylik echel erev. Shema mina, what do I see from this? That choylik is not dependent on the right of chitoy. Rather, the choylik is dependent on the ability to be able to eat. And since the kohen gadol is able to do the chitri, but he's not able to eat, he doesn't get a chedek. Ah, shema mina, roi lachila ba'inan. So getting back to our case of the machate, who was a tomei, but karbonis tzibur. So even though he was machate, he was able to do the chitri. less than the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol actually does the Avodah Makrivoinah. This person who's Tameh, he didn't actually do the Avodah. He's only Roy, potentially, to do the Avodah, where all the other Kahanim dismissed, or all the others were Tameim, just like him, then he'd be able to go and do the Karmans. He's Roy L'Hakrava, Roy L'Chitoy, but he's not Roy L'Achila. Oh, since you have to be Roy L'Achila, that's why he would not get a Chedek.
The basher would be burnt then if
all the Kohanim were Tameh, you would burn it. Correct.
So when a Pesach is brought Petuma, all the Korbanos are just burnt? No one eats them?
That's what it comes out. That's what Rashi says.
You always quote this Machasa al-Sah, the Iker of the Korban Pesach is to actually eat it. So when it's done Betumah, it's an empty, it's a hollow exercise because you just
burn it. Chas Hashem, you were Mekayim the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, but you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. That's what he gave us. If you look at the Rashi, Maush Yechlekulai.
And Rashi, yes, makriv l'sibur l'chovera.
You have that, my brother Shai. Maushiach l'kulai.
It's our Gemara, a little bit lower.
It's two lines beyond where we are in the Gemara. It says Shema Mina. Skip a line into Rashi. Maushiach l'kulai. Hak mikorben tzibur l'chovera. Can this Tameh eat at night? Ubekorben tzibur shekrivu tohirim kami boile. He didn't bring it. We're talking about tohirim brought it. If hagina minei l'hai Tameh, can he get a chedek at night to eat? Hol v'roi l'chita de korben tzibur deicha Tameh. He's a Roy Lachito, even though here it wasn't brought betumah, it was brought betahara, but he's Roy. It says, Rashi, Eidum Roy Lachila, al bikrivu temeim lemi boyulan. Why don't we just talk about a simple case? All the Kahanim are temeim, not that they're all Torah and he's Tameh, they're all Tameh. We don't ask that Shari. Shari, ain't a nechal. The Kaim lam beketa toilin in Psachim, Karban Pesach, Karban is tzibur boy betumah, avol ain nechalim. Okay? And we continue on. Zoktimar Abaita Oinen Negea Ve'einoi Makriv. Even though he's an Oinen, one of his family members passed away, he did not become Tameh. He was not in the chapel. He was not at the Levaya. He was not in the Oil HaMes. Therefore, he's Negea. He can go and touch Kachim Ve'einoi Makriv, but he cannot bring Kachim because only the Kohen Gadol Umen HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh. But a regular Kohen Hedyot, he has to stay out of the Beis Hamikdash, and he gets a day off, so to speak. He cannot go and do any hakrova that day. And therefore, says the Mishnah, that in a chelik l'erev, he doesn't get a chelik to eat that night. Zok t'yimara, oinen noigeya, they tell me an oinen can go and touch the korban, or a mini abakasha, from the Mishnah in Mesechtis Chagiga, in Perik Choymer Bakoidish, where there the Gemara tells us all the different levels of Tumah v'Tahara and many, many takonis that the Chachamim made vis-a-vis Tumah and Kodshim, different levels, different tvilis, all different things, and we learned in Masechta Chagiga. Anyway, so what does it say there in the Mishnah? And Oinei, that's our case. Umechutz Kippurim, Tzrichem Tvila LaKodesh. What does that mean? Even the Oinei is not Tumah whatsoever, gunished. There's only a dinner of Vaninus Yoim min HaToira, because the Pasuk says, V'achrisoi Kiyoim Mar, the day of the passing of an individual, that causes aninus on the immediate kroivim, but that's only until nightfall. Afterwards will be something known as aninus laila, and we'll discuss shortly whether aninus laila is deraisa or derabanan. But major aspect of aninus is that day. Now that the day is over, as well as they were ready koiver the nifter, now the oinein, before he wants to go and do avodah, or before he wants to go and eat from kodshim, he requires tefillah. This tefillah is midrabanan, not minatoira. Minatoira, all you do is oinen is suspended from doing hakrova, from eating kabanas, etc. But there is no din of tefillah. Here, midrabanan, he has to have a tefillah. Because it's only drabanan, says Rashi, there is no din of Herif Shemesh.
He's doing it at night anyway, so we have to wait till the next day, as it were.
Well, you're going to see about that momentarily. But in the meantime, an oinen is tzorech tvil lekodesh. He wants to eat kodshim, he has to go and toif himself. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, here it says in the Mishnah, oinen can be noigeya. There it says the oinen requires tvil lekodesh. Now it doesn't say exactly what that means, lekodesh. The Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that means even to touch the kodshim, the oinen has to go and toivel. Here in our Mishnah says, oinen is nagei, he touches. No problem. There it says, the oinen, he wants to go and touch kodshim, he has to go and be toivel in the mikveh. is the chastir. Now the easy answer, Abayisai, which is going to be the final answer, in another 10 minutes, on the Amud Beis, is that our Mishataka talks about Noigea, and they were talking about Achila, Oichel Bekachim. An easy answer. For Negia, you don't need this Tvila, even Midrabanan. However, if you want to eat Midrabanan, then the Rabbanan says, oh, you want to eat from Kachim, you got to go to the Mikvah. But not by Negia. So that's an easy answer, but the Gemara doesn't want to make that distinction yet. Rather, the Gemara is assuming so far that both our Mishnah talk about Negia, and that Mishnah talk about Negia, here we don't require a Tvila, there we do require a Tvila, is the Chastira. Even though our Mishnah doesn't tell us what it says, Oinen Negia, put in parentheses, the Oinen, after he toivel, the Kamin Negia. Kan, but in the other Mishnah, Mesech, this Chagir, and therefore, you want to be Negia Bekachim? Go to the Mikvah first. Don't touch it until you go to the Mikvah. Pray Timura, V'chitoval may have it. If you're telling me for Negia purposes, he has to toivel, what does that accomplish? Hohadrele aninus. As soon as he toivels, the aninus returns. The Gemara doesn't really mean that he's a choiz of a neir, that it returns. It really means to say is even whilst he's toiveling, he's still an oinen. Because if it's still during the day and he wants to touch the kodshim, he's still an oinen no matter how many times he goes to the mikvah. He can go to the mikvah like the Kohen Gadol 5 times and do 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim. He's still an oinen. So what's the tevila going to help? The Omer Rav Bechana, Omer Rav Huna. Oinen shetoval aninusay choizeres olav. The aninus springs out once again as soon as he comes out of the mikvah. Really, he's still an oinen within the mikvah. So what does that accomplish if you're going to go and tell me that he already toivled and now he wants to touch the kodshim? My good friend, it makes no difference if he toivled or not because he's still an oinen. At night, he wants to go and touch the kodshim. By that time, the aninus has left him. He's no longer an oinen. So this tvil l'choira is le'mal of le'moided for purposes of the touching of the carp. So Zimar, don't do nishveh, le'kashe. Hod asach daite, hod alay asach daite. Since he's an oinen, he is mesiach das. Mesiach das means he's no longer focusing on the ability to eat kodshim. Why? Since he happens to be an oinen, he knows an oinen cannot go and eat kachim. So he's now misiach das min ha-tuma, and therefore it's very possible that during this hesach das period, he went and touched chas v'shalom a mess, or if it wasn't a mess, at least a sheret or an avela, etc. And that's why the Mishnah says the chum instituted you have to go and toivel if you're misiach das. Who knows what happened? By accident, you were walked into a chapel. Yeah, you walked into an oil mess. You walked into a cemetery. You misiach das because since you can't eat anyway, and he's kind of drained, so maybe misiach. That's why you have to have tefillah. Frey Timura, and our Mishnah is talking about he was not misiach das. The whole time that he was a person that was an oinein, he was sitting the whole time in saying tillim for the neshama of the nifter, and he was doing whatever oinim do, but he did not. He was not misiach das from his situation whatsoever. So that's why by und you don't need a tefillah, but there is misiach das. You do need a tefillah. Frey Timur, let me ask you a question. Hesach das shlishi ushvi boy. If you talk about hesach das, then he would have to have hazor from the paraduma. If he was misiach das, then maybe Taka stepped on or went into an oil mess, or he was mile oil mess without even realizing. So it shouldn't say in the Mishnah that an oinein has a din of tvila kodesh. It should say shvi 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 shvi. Every more the Omer boy, the Omer of Yistoy, but Moss and Omer of Yechanan, Hesach Adas, Tzarech Hazor, Shvi Shvi. If a Kohen who's supposed to do the Avoyde, if he's Mesiach Das, from his whole Kodshim and Avoyde business, then before we're going to allow him to go and do Avoyde and eat Kodshim, we're going to have to go and give him Hazor, Shvi Shvi. Can't be Mesiach Das from your status as a Kohen that needs to Avoyde and wants to eat Kodshim. So tomorrow, loy kasha, hod asach dati mitmei mes, hod asach dati mitmei sheret. In other words, Legabi Tumas Mes, he was not Mesiach Das. He was very, very careful. Chas v'shom, I don't want Chas v'shom to become Tomei, and then a Paraduma and water and Shlishi Shvi, and I'm staying away from anything.
Also, his week will be over.
Exactly. Here we're talking about a Mesiach Das from Tumei Sheretz. In other words, the Sheretz he wasn't so careful about, because he figures, anyway, I can't eat Kodshim, so if I become Tumei Sheretz, I can't eat, I can't do it. So he wasn't he was Mesiach Das from the Tmei Sheretz, but he was not the Gabi Tmei Mes, and therefore he doesn't need Shlishi Ushvi.
Can you be Mesiach Das from only one? I mean, it's an unusual way of explaining it, because...
Please go to the second line from the bottom of the Amid. Umi Ikam.
In
Terusa Lepalga, can you have a Shmira for halfway? For this I'm Mesiach Das, and this I'm not Mesiach Das. That's the Gemara's kasha. Yishok Gemara. If you're telling me that he was Mesiach Das and Tumah Sheretz, then he became Taka, or at least were Choshesh, that he became Tumah Sheretz. And if that's the case, why does the Mishnah in Chagiga say, it should say they have to have Tvila plus Herev Shemesh boy, because if you're really legitimately concerned about a Hesach Hadas of Tumah Sheretz, so that means there's a good possibility he became Tomei. No. So they shouldn't only be Mechayiv him Tvila, Mechayiv him Herev Shemesh as well.
Why not say is Mashiach Das even for Tumah Mes?
Because the Mishnah then says that he only needs Tvila if it was Tumah Mes, and he'd have to have Shvi Shvi. Since the Mishnah is not Mechayiv, that means we have Tumah Mes, he was very careful.
But it's a Suffolk. It's not really that he touched the Sheretz, he's Tomei.
100%. Absolutely.
It's just a Suffolk. So why don't we apply the principles of Sveiko to a Suffolk Tomei? If he's in Meshus HaRabim and he's a Mesiach Das, Sveiko to Meshus HaRabim and Sveiko Tohar.
It's not that we are mistopic whether he touched it or not. It's a din of the Chum made a Takana, because anyone who's Mesiach Das, we have to assume Chashashom the worst.
He's negligent. Okay.
He was negligent. Okay. So not that he actually was, or that he passed by.
We presume.
We have to make a presumption to go and elevate the Kahanim on to be the Tachlis. Exactly. Okay. So therefore, they have to have a Tefillah. But if part of your concern is a legitimate concern that maybe he was Mesiach Das and Tamei Sheretz, if that's the case, then he has to have Herev Shemesh. Why does it say only Tefillah? Oh, you have another Kasha. If you're talking about that, I'm concerned that it was Mesiach Das from Tumah Sheretz, he shouldn't only be possible to eat
Kodshim
and require Tefillah for that.
Absolutely.
Trumanami. He should have to go and in the Mishnah over there in Mesechtes Chagiga should say, La Truma Vila Koydish, not just for Kodshim, for Truma. Everything Ma Amr B'Yemya. And Rashi himself says twice, both in the Amr Aleph and in the Amr Beis, it's a Shnuya Dechikahu. What is the Shinui Dechika? Amr B'Yirmi, Ba'im Nishmarti Midover HaMitam'eini, V'le Nishmarti Midover HaPoisleini. I was very careful not to become Tomei through something that would require me to have a Tvila D'Oiraisa, but I was not careful about a Dover that passels me, meaning that I would have to have a Tvila Midrabonim. So Rashi distinguishes between Dover HaMitam'eini, Midover HaPoisleini, whether it's a din of Tumah D'Oraisa, which is Mechayiv, a Tefillah D'Oraisa, or you're talking a Draban. If you look
one second.
If you look at the Rashi, third line into the wide lines, Boim Nishmati Yodavah Tameini, Vadoam Apoisleini, Umidavram Tameini, Tumah D'Oraisa, the Baye Herif Shemesh, that I was very careful about. I made sure not to go and touch Meisim Chasashom, but not to touch a Nevela or a dead Sheret or get close to a Zav, to a Zava, to anybody that might Chasashom instill, inflict, infuse me with Tumah. Very careful. So therefore the Chum said, good, so I see we're not Mesiach Das from a Dover HaMetameini D'Oiraisa. So you only have to have a Tvila, no Herif Shemesh. However, he continues on, but I was not careful about Dover HaPoisleini, Lachilas Kodshim Midrabonon, to Loi Boy Herif Shemesh. That I was not careful about. Since I wasn't careful about Drabonon Dikatumois, therefore, says the Gemara, Tvila you need, but you don't need the Herif Shemesh situation. Now you asked, how could a person have only a Tumah Drabonon? So Mesechtes Chagiga, they have a whole bunch of dinim derabanan. For instance, a person who goes and touches a Sefer Torah without any... Without a chatzitza. He touches a Sefer Torah, the Gemara says, he becomes Tameh.
It's not Tumeh.
Okay, but there are other... You're right, what you're saying is correct, but there are many other examples over there of other Tumehs which are derabanan and not Tumehs D'Oraisa. So if a person says, I was very careful about the Tumehs D'Oraisa, so therefore... Why is he going to the mikveh at all? Because I wasn't careful about the Rebbe's lady. It didn't deem him of tumah derabanan.
It feels like a tzeduki type thing. I'm only going to be worried about the rices and not the derabanan. It feels very.
And that's why the Gemara says meikad hirus lepalga. Did he ever hear something like that? I was careful about this. Wasn't careful about that.
A tzeduki would do that.
Okay, but here we're talking about non tzedukim. So what would you say? Yes, there is such a concept. What do you have? I'm sorry. What is the concept? But Tanya, I'll bring you a raya. Oideu asal al roishay. A person was carrying a sal, a basket of groigreis, of dried out
figs
on his head. And inside the sal, there was a magrefa. As she says at the top, magrefa is a kli barzelhu, for roishay rochav, it's wide. Umavdilin by groigreis, use those to go and split up the groigreis and it bokais, zu bizu. In other words, it's probably something like when they are offering you cake or offering kugel or something, and you want to go and scoop it. They have such a, I don't know the fancy name for it is.
A server.
A server. Oh, a server. A server that has on the bottom a very nice broad piece. You can go and chop up the piece of kugel or... It's called a spatula. Well, my solution. Anyway, and you can like and you pick up the piece of cake, like a cake server or a kugel server, something like that. So, and it has sharp edges, so you can use it also to go and cut the cake and cut the kugel, or in this case, cut up among the bimadol, the groigers, and then pick it up. Okay. So this person had a sal on his head, a basket of fruit. Of course, you and I don't normally carry fruit in a basket, but you go to
on
the...
On our heads.
You go on our heads, right? On our heads. I meant on the heads, yeah. We may have it on our minds. We don't usually put it on our heads. Exactly. So in the Mediterranean countries, you see all the women, the Arab women, where they put the stuff on their head. Anyway, the Omar, and he says, Libi ala sal. I was careful the whole time to make sure that the sal did not touch any tumor. The sal is pure. However, in Libi ala magrefa, I wasn't thinking about the magrefa. I was mesiach das vis-a-vis the magrefa. What's the din? Asal is tar, since he said that I was shomer it betahara, but the magrefa is tmeya because he wasn't having, in Libi, he was mesiach das from the magrefa. Now, the obvious question everybody's going to ask,
but the time is metame the groberus, right?
A little patient. Why shouldn't the magrefa go be metal in the sal? After all, it's lying in the sal, it's touching the sal. Why isn't it metame? What's the answer? Ankle metamically. Very simple answer.
Yeah, the food, the grobers in themselves are become tame. If they're touching a tame magrefa, the grobers becomes tame als metame ochlen mashkin.
Good.
The thing is over my head.
Together with the sal and the magrefa. Beautiful. Says the Gemara, ein kli metame kli. One kli cannot metame another kli. What's the reason why? Your standard tumma of a dead cheret or nevela is called an avatumma. An avatumma can go and be metame even a person, and certainly also kalim. Good. What happens to that person or the kalim? They now get a din of a rishon letumma. A rishon letumma cannot be metame odem the kalim. It can only be metame Oichlen u'mashkin. So even if this magrefa did become tummy, had it become tummy, it become tummy because it touched the dead chariots and the veil, or whatever. What's the status of that magrefa? It's now a rishon l'tumah. That's why it cannot be metame the sal, because a rishon cannot be metame odom or kalim, and the sal is a kalim. Frank Dimara, which Barry has been now...
Agitated, irritated.
No, yes, agitated for sure. Not irritated. Agitated. But what about the peiros inside? Notice that the Gemara didn't even say that there were peiros inside. But the Gemara assumes that that's the reason why in the sal he had the magrefa, because there were groigers inside. It doesn't say the peiros, but that's the assumption. So, those should all become tame as a result of touching the magrefa. And even though the magrefa can be metame kli, but it can be metame oichlin or mashkin, and the groigers are oichlin. I'm a rabbi. Rav says, "Ba'oimet shmartia midavra hametama lishmartia midavra apoisla." I was very careful that this magrefa should not get a tumas rishoin or sheni, but I was not careful that it shouldn't get a din of a shlishi. What does the Gemara mean to say with that? As you know, when it comes to chulin, the maximum chulin stops at a sheni. When it comes to truma, it stops at a shlishi. Kochim goes all the way to a revi. Okay, very good. So now, this person who has a sal on his head and a magrefa inside that sal says, I was very careful about that magrefa. It shouldn't become a rishon. In other words, you shouldn't touch an avatumah. And he will to make sure that it shouldn't become a sheni latumah. I was very careful. So since it cannot become, since it's not a rishon or not a sheni, it's only a shlishi. He says, Aloysius Martia, I wasn't careful about making it a shlishi. So therefore, it itself, assuming that this magrefa was being used for truma, for instance, or in connection with kachim, it itself is now tumah. Be careful. But the tumah that it has is only a tumah of poisla, where the tumah stops there in the magrefa, but it doesn't transmit to anything else. I was careful that it should not get to the degree of tumah of a rishon or a sheni, that it might go and transmit, in the case of a rishon, transmit tumah to chulin, and the case of a sheni, that it would go and transmit tumah to truma. So regardless of whether the groigris, which are inside the sal, whether they're chulin or whether they're truma, they could not become tumah from the magrefa, because the magrefa, maximum tumah that it had would be that of a poisla, meaning that of a shlishi. And therefore, since that shlishi cannot be metame, the peiris either of chulin or a truma, that's why they did not become tumah. But you said that the magrefa is tumah. Only poisla, it had a shlishi.
I'm careful.
That's a chadas. That's considered hesachadas. That's ironic. Yeah. I have a kavana that shouldn't become a metame, it's only a poisla, but that's hesachadas.
So what is the Gemara? Now, why did we bring this Gemara? Saw it in the Amud Aleph. We said, is it possible that a person should go and say, I was careful from Dabra Matameni, from Nishmai to Dabra Hapoisleini? Says the Gemara, and we find it in that case by the Sal and the Magrefa, that he was careful about this one, he was not careful about that one.
Magrefa, but the whole basket, how
is it? The basket is in Tame, the basket is in Tame.
The basket is not Tame because ain't Kli Matame Kli.
Right.
But you're worried about the Magrefa being Tame.
That's,
but why aren't you worried about the basket pen became Tame?
That he was careful for. He was
careful.
He said, Libi ala Sal, Libi Bamizroch, on top of the Sal, I was sitting in. So the sound is not a problem.
He was very careful what he was going to be careful about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
That's considered Hesachadas. I mean, that's considered Hesachadas.
Anyway, we're now up to Igalgal Miltza, and Rashi says the reason why we're bringing this Igalgal Miltza, because they were not happy with these Shinuye Dechiki. It's such a doichik. Come on, give me a break. A person had in mind, I'm not going to be Mesiach Das from this, but I'm going to be Mesiach Das from that. If you're such a tzaddik and such a kodesh, and you realize that's a chadas, across the board, not for this yom, for this nish. Both Rashi and the Amud Aleph Rashi here says these are shnuyi dechiki, and therefore igalgal milza. We go back to our original kasha. What was the original kasha? Then our mishnah says an oinein can be noigea. That other mishnah in Masechtes Chagiga says you want to go and have something to do with kodeshim. Toivel. First you gotta go in Toivel. Oh, so you see, you cannot be Nagea. So make up your mind. Can you be Nagea? Can't you be Nagea? So the Gemara gave a teretz before that it's talking about our Mishnah that he was Nagea already. But the Gemara, that's not gonna help you with Nagea already, because as long as it was Aninus Yoim, he still remains Tomei even after, he still remains an Oinen. Not out Tomei, right? He's an Oinen even after the Mikvah. So he's well, okay. So what's the reason for the tefillah over there? Tefillah over there because of Hesachadas. Give me because of Hesachadas. Hesachadas, you have to have Shlishi Shvishma. He didn't have Hesachadas from Tumas Meis. He had only from regular. For regular Tumas, you should have to have Erev Shavish. It's talking about that he was only Mesiach Das from those things which are Tum Midrabana, not things which Tum Midrais, and therefore he doesn't need the Erev Shavish, he needs the tefillah. Give me a break. Where do we find this type of thing? This Yon, this Nish? Oh, we find by the Salam Magreva. Aye, Sal Magrefa also to go and say the Sal he had in mind and he didn't have in mind. And the Magrefa itself he had in mind for Rishon, it shouldn't become a Rishon Shiny, but he wasn't careful of becoming a Shlishi. All of this sounds Shnui Dechiki. And therefore, Igalgo Milza, this whole Shaila about the Kashim at the Oinen came in front of Torah, the Kami Reb Amma. It rolled into the Bismedish of Reb Ami Bar Mamel and Amalei. So he told him, Lo Shmilhu, didn't you hear Hod Yom Rabbi Yochanan? Amarava, Amarabi, it says on the side, Oichel Shlishi Shal Truma, a person eats a Shlishi Shal Truma, he himself gets a status like a Shlishi of Truma, Midrabana, not Midiraisa, Here again, you see that a person gets a tumah derabanan. It's also discussed at length in Masechtas Chagiga and also Pesachim.
So tumah means the tumah was made into a shlishi, so it can't be metame something.
It was touched by a sheni. It became a shlishi.
So it's possible. It's possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
Exactly.
So someone eats possible tumah, okay?
Right. And then midrabanan, he himself becomes possible. Even though he just seen the oichle mashki can be metam a person in a toira. Midrabban, he's now also leachoil. He's not allowed to eat kachim umutaliga, but he's allowed to go and touch. Oh, so how come the chacham made a gzeda? He's also leachoil, but he's allowed to touch. Al bachil over rabban and mala. They made special malas when it comes to achila. But negili over rabban and mala. When it comes to negir, they didn't make a mala. Oh, so therefore there's no kasha between our mishnah and the other mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga. Our mishnah is talking about he could be negeya. Yeah, even though he's an oinen, no problem in being negeya. Yeah, but maybe Chum didn't make a special mala in negeya. After all, he's not eating from it; he's just touching it. Yeah, but no, maybe not. They weren't didn't make
he
a mala.
Shomer negeya.
However, that's
don't go.
That was a pun.
Don't go.
That was a pun.
I know.
That was a pun. Sorry.
Up to a million people may be listening.
I don't care. I couldn't resist it. It's okay.
Shall we see your influence? On the other hand, it says the oinen strich and tvil lakoidish. That tvil lakoidish we're talking about is to eat koidish, not to go and touch koidish. Oinenim have no problem in touching kachim from the beginning to the end of his aninus period. The problem is, you want to eat? Go to the mikveh first. Not funny. Good. With that, we have ended this shtickle, and we continue on vayta legabi hilchis oinen. So what does it say about the oinen? That he's not able to do avoidah, he's a kohen hedget. He cannot go and eat kachim at the time, and he doesn't get a chelik at night. So tomorrow, the chelik in the chelik that we've been making all along, he doesn't get a chelik. However, if we invite in Mr. Former Oinen, because you were Oinen during the day, now it's night, come on in and eat. He's allowed to go and eat. Oh! When it's Erev Pesach, Oinen Nebuch on that day, Nebuch, he had a Levi, Rachmon Litzlan. However, even though that day he can't do the avoid, he's an oinen, and that day he cannot eat kachim. However, he can go and toivel that day, and at night he can go and eat the karm pesach. No problem. But he's not allowed to go and eat kachim. One second.
Pesach is kachim.
He means other kachim.
Okay.
He cannot eat other kachim other than the karm pesach.
So
we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about everything in Miyat Hashem. I see your yearning for Torah and for the answers is very, very strong. And Miyachim, we're going to try to address everything. But in the meantime, it's still Hanukkah, and that's why they're playing the music in the Hallel. And Miyachim, soon we're going to join
in the
music with Brother Shai Miyachim tonight. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. So our Mishnah, we said very, very clearly that the Oinein does not get a chelik that night after the day is over. However, he can eat if they invite him in. Kum terayin, he's allowed to go and eat. Yet the Mishnah says elsewhere, Gimel, in Masechtas Pesachim, that the Oinein can only eat pischoy le'erev, but he cannot eat kachim. It's a chastira. Om Rav Yirmi midifti lo'i kasha nishve. Kam be'pesach, kam be'shar yemois ha'shona. It depends when you're talking.
Oh.
Our Mishnah is talking about the Pesach, Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah is telling us, I need the Ochel Pesach. Since he's able to eat Pesach that night, Ochel Nami Kodeshim, he could also eat Kodeshim that night. However, throughout the rest of the year, when it's not Erev Pesach, he could not eat. What does it mean there in Masechta Pesachim when it says he can eat Pesach and he cannot eat Kachim? Pesach night you can eat as many Korbanos Pesach as well as Shar Kachim. That it says Avoloi B'Kachim is talking about other nights of the year other than Seder night. So now before we continue on, we have to understand Manishtana. What's the difference? What's going on? Manishtana Seder night. We're talking about the Oinen.
It's a Davar Sheyesh Bo Koras Mitoch Zeh, but you know.
Baruch Hashem. So, Rashi explains, Aninus Yoim is the Araisa. That everybody agrees, nothing to talk about. Aninus Laila, as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to delve into this in some detail, but the Gemara assumes at this point, Aninus Laila is only Midrabanan. since it's only midrabanan, what does aninus laila mean? Just like an onen yom cannot go and eat karbanis, aninus laila he can also not eat karbanis. But there's an exception to the rule. What is that exception? On Leil Pesach. Why is that an exception to the rule? Chacham lohem midu divrayem b'makayim kareis. Because a person doesn't bring the carbon Pesach and eat from the carbon Pesach, chas v'shalom, he can be over on an iser kareis. It's true, he could bring it without eating it. It would also be yoytze b'di'evet. However, since the eating is part of the mitzvah, the integral part of the mitzvah, say the chacham, even though we made an aninus laila. An aninus laila, you cannot go and eat kodshim that night. You can eat the next morning, but you can't eat that night. However, we'll make an exception to rule by carbon Pesach, since carbon Pesach is such a dover chomor mi'oid, we'll give you a hetter. And migui that you're able to go and eat the carbon Pesach, you can eat shar kodshim as well. And in particular, the chagigas yedalet that you were talking about before, but lav davka, any karbonis he can eat that night, because since migui that they were matardi, once they open the door for carbon Pesach, you can eat all the kodshim that night. However, every other night of the year, since aninus laila drabana, no. We made a special aninus laila, you cannot eat kodshim throughout the year, any night of the year, with the exception of Seder night, Pesach night. Good. So with this we answered our kasha. When it says in our Mishnah that the oinein, although he doesn't get a chelik, he's able to eat that night. We're talking about it's Seder night. He's able to go and get kudishim and eat together with all of the other kahanim. Doesn't get a chelik, but he has a right to eat. Why does that other Mishnah, Masechta Pesachim, say that an oinein can eat karm pesa, but he cannot eat kodshim? Well, you just said now he can eat kodshim. We're talking about shahar yemois hashana. That night he can eat karm pesach mitala kudishim, no problem. But shahar yemois hashana, he's not allowed to go and touch kodshim because of the din of aninus laila derabban. That's the Gemara's first teretz. Ravasi says, I have another teretz. Ravasi omele kasha. Kan she meisli meis bar ba'osar v'kovri bar ba'osar? Kan she meisli meis v'shloisha osar v'kovri bar ba'osar? Yom kvura loy tofes leiloy midrabanon. What is Ravasi's teretz? Ravasi's teretz is that there are two different types of aninus yoyim. You can have aninus yoyim where both the ptira, the misa, and the kvura took place the same day, and then that night you have aninus laila, midrabanan. Or you can have a situation where the person passed away late in the day and they didn't have a chance to do the levaya that day. So he passed away on Yud Gimel and the kvura took place on Arba Asa. So now, the first day, the day of the ptira, that's aninus di oiraisa. The aninus of the second day, the Arba Asar, that's already not aninus minatoira, because the pasuk says vachrisa kiyoim mar, only one day. Now you're going into a second day. Second day, that aninus yoim is rabbanan. Once a chacham made aninus yoim drabbanan, they did not push it and say aninus laila ul drabbanan. We stopped over there. We added one aninus drabbanan. We didn't add two aninuses in drabbanan. And so therefore, even though on that day in Yom Arbo Asar, certainly not allowed to eat from any kodshim, he's an oinin drabbanan. But that night, no din of aninus whatsoever. That's what the Gemara is saying is, since the kavura took place in Arba Asar, which itself was an extension of the original Shloisha Asar, and that's only aninus drabbanan during the day, Yom kavura leitofis leila midrabbanan. They didn't add on and append to that aninus laila to a Yom Kvura to go and say that that night should be also Asar. Therefore, says the Gemara, so what's the answer between our kashas? Our Mishnah is talking about that it was a two-day aninus, Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. It doesn't have to be Dafka Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. Any day of the year, it was aninus or Rish Chodesh and then Yom Beis, whatever, two days. So since it was 2 days, at the end of that second day, no more aninus. You can eat as many kodshim as you want because there's no aninus laila after the second day. That Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim is talking about that it was Taka Yud Dalet, and the Misa and the Kvura all took place in that day. Baruch Hashem, they were able to do before Yom Tov, otherwise you'd have to wait until after Yom Tov, and the Mez, and the all types of Tzuris. So therefore, Baruch Hashem were able to accomplish everything before Pesach, before Yom Tov, and then what happened? So, since it was a one-day affair, there is aninus laila, but there was no aninus laila vis-a-vis Karm Pesach, because lehemid devrayim imokayim makoris in the case of the Karm Pesach. However, the Gabi Stam Kodshim, no, just nish. You can eat Karm Pesach, but don't eat Kodshim. So we have now two terutzim to our stira. Fighting more, but both terutzim rely on that there's a din of aninus laila midraban. And therefore, by regular kabbanis, they were not machmir. I'm sorry. By regular kabbanis, they were machmir. When it comes to Karim Pesach, Mokam Kares, lo yamid devrei. But they're both based on aninus laila. Because if aninus laila would be min ha toira, then you wouldn't be able to go and eat the Karim Pesach. Exactly. You can't go and eat the Karim Pesach. You can't finish. So it must be aninus laila, and therefore the chum were matir. Who holds aninus laila midraban? Reb Shimoni. Desani. In fact, we have a brisa on point. Aninus laila midivrei toira divrei Reb Yehuda. That's a beauty. That's obviously not our Gemara. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ein Einoi Midivrei Torah, Oinoi Einoi Midivrei Torah, Ela Midivrei Sofer. Means Aninas Laila is not Midivrei Torah, it's only Midivrei Sofer. Take Avri Yoraya. Shari Omru, we said in the Mishnah that we quoted before, Oinon Toivu V'Oichel Es Pischoi La'erev, Aloi Bekudishim. He can go and eat the Pesach at night. Why does he have to toivel? Because since he's an oinein, we had already had the Omer Aleph and Mishnah Maseches Chagiga that an oinein chusik yipurim toivel lakoidish. So if he wants to go and eat Karim Pesach, he has to go and toivel. And now he can eat. I aninus laila. Aninus laila is drabbanim. So Reb Shimon aninus laila bedrabban. Freiting Moriyetz. So you're telling me that the answer to the steer in the two Mishnayas, as well as the pshat in that previous praiser, that Reb Shimon holds aninus laila is midrabbanim. And now the Gemara is going to ask two kashas. Kasha number one. For Tani, we have a brice. Reb Shimon Oimer, Oinen, Einoi Mishaliach Karbanoisev. Oinen means since he's an Oinen, he cannot go into the Beis Migdish to go and bring his Karbanas. So I would think, send a Shliach to be able to go and eat that night. No, Einoi Mishaliach Karbanoisev. Zukti Mar, Mai Lava Filu BePesach. Sounds like a rule that goes across the board, all Karbanas, from beginning to end. So doesn't that even include a Karban Pesach? Didn't you just say now that an oinen can eat a Karban Pesach at night?
Right.
Now, if this would be Rabbi Yehuda speaking, who holds that aninus laila is min haTorah, then I understand why he can't go and send his kabbanis to be able to eat at night, because that aninus at night is ulter deraisa. However, this is Reb Shimon speaking. And Reb Shimon speaking, oinen ein mishaleach karbanois, and I assume that means even a Karban Pesach. Didn't you just say a moment ago that Reb Shimon is the Tana that says in Mesechtes Pesachim that an oinen is toivu v'oichel es pischoi le'arav, he can eat a Karban Pesach. So how does he go and bring the Karban Pesach? He doesn't himself go into the Azara. He has the person who's in charge of all the menuyim of the Chevra, the Rosh HaChevra. He went in as his shliach. So you see from this brisa that he cannot send karbonis, even Karban Pesach. An easy teret. We mean 99% of the time all karbonis throughout the year, with the 1% exception, that's the Karban Pesach. You can be mishalech, because you can eat Karban Pesach at night, according to Reb Shimon, because aninus laila is the rabban. Okay, that's elated. But I have another kasha from another brice, Reb Shimon Oyman. Now this price is a little bit lengthier than the previous price. And we're going to go and derive from this price that Reb Shimon holds even by Karban Pesach, an oinen cannot eat Karban Pesach. And the question is, if you hold aninus by the Rabbanan, why not? And the Gemara is going to consider this to be such a stark kasha that the Gemara is going to give five terutzim to the kasha. Today we're only going to deal with two out of the terutzim. Mi'etshim, tomorrow we're going to have three more, which is going to take up the whole Amid Aleph and into the Amid Beis, and Mi'etzah Hashem. So stay tuned for a further continuation tomorrow. But first let's hear what the kasha is. V'atan yehav b'rayis Reb Shimon Oimer. Now we know that Reb Shimon is always doirish, tamadikra. So Reb Shimon didn't just accept any words face value. He always wants to know the tam, and therefore he added a lot of tam to the Torah, as we'll see in a moment. V'atan Reb Shimon Oimer, Shlomim kishehu sholem. You bring a Karban Shlomim when you're Sholem. That's not the Poshup shot the way we understand Shlomim. Usually, Chazal Darsh and Shlomim means,
it brings Shalom to three parties.
It's one of the few Karbanis where everybody participates. Number one, you put Emurim on the Mizbeach. Then you go and give the Chaz V'Shoik to the Kahanim. So that's Bein Odom Le Kahanim. And then the rest of the Karban can even be eaten by Zorim. Oh, so then you have even a situation of Bein Odom Le Mokim, Bein Odom Le Chavei, right? So it's Shalom all around. But that's not how Reb Shimon disagrees with that, but Reb Shimon adds another nakuda. Shalom kishu shalom. This person has to be shalom in terms of that he's not under pressure because of Nebuch. He's not grieving because of being an oinen. And therefore, says the Gemara, Kishuv Sholem, Mevim and Mevim Kishuv Oinen, by definition, an oinen is Nebuch.
To
brochen, a broken hearted, broken minded, he's Nebuch and Gansen Osmech. That's why it could be Mesiach Das. It's a brilliant oinen is Mesiach Das only for certain things, but not from other things. But as we know, that's Shinu Yedachiki, said Rashi. Okay, anyway, the point is, you can be Sholem and Mevim in a Mevim Kishuv Oinen. Now, so far, we've only talked about a Shlom. But continue on. That the toida has the same din, that if you're an oinin, you cannot go and bring a carbon toida. The more marvin is the toida, you can't necheles. The simcha, the whole shot of a toida is you make aganta suda saidoa, a Thanksgiving feast, and you thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for doing all the wonderful chesed, etc. Oh, so therefore, it is ultimate simcha. So you got to be sholem if you never.
It's called shlomim, right?
Yes.
It's a pasuk zevach, like a zevach shlomim, right? There's a.
What do you mean?
A toad is also called a shlomim.
What you're saying is correct, and I believe Rashi even brings that pasuk as well. We'll see. Mm-hmm. If you look at Necheles v'Simcha Rashi before, six lines before the end of the Shlom v'Yichal Teshom v'Samach L'Fnei Hashem Akecha v'Toida Shlom v'Mikray. Toida is also called Shlom. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara, so that Necheles v'Simcha Kishlam. Minan the Rabbi says Oila. How do I know Oila as well? Mar Beni says Oila Shekim Ba Benedu Ubenedava Kishlam. It's all Sashtikel like a Shlom. Minan the Rabbi is B'chor Maser of Pesach. Pesach, that's the major nekuda here. B'chor Maser Pesach, that if he's an oinen, he cannot go and bring that carbon. Mar Beni B'chor Maser Pesach Kein Einen Boyen Al Chait. They are similar to Shlomim in that they don't come because of Chas Shom Epsani Chait. A Bechor you bring because you had that first Bechor born. Maser, it's the 10th, and the Pesach is mandatory, but nothing to do with Chayt.
But it's also Pesach is a Shlomim the rest of the year. It is, as it were, a subset of Shlomim.
That works for Pesach. What do you do with Bechor and Maser?
They don't come on Chayt. They're also Shtekel Shlomim because they're eating for 2 days. Bechor and Maser like,
okay, let's continue on. It's Ein Boin Al Chayt. Minayin the Rabbi is Chatzav Yushim. How do you know we're going to. Those are clearly Boin Al Chayt. Tamaloim, because it says Zevach Shlomim. Oh, so you have extra word Zevach to go and include other Zvachim as well. Minayin the Rabbi is even. Which are not zvachim,
right.
A zevach implies that it's shchita, and here it's malika, and menachas, of course, is neither shchita nor malika. And how you know yain and eitzim levoin if you bring a carbon eitzim like we've had in the past? Tal maloim shlamim karbonoi. It says in the pasuk im zevach shlamim karbonoi. What's the karbonoi? Kol karbonishu mevi kishu sholim mevi and mevi kishu oinan. So now we've gone through every possible conceptual carbon. All karbonis have to be brought when you're sholim and not when you're an oinan. Now all the other karbonis doesn't bother us. But concerning mir pesach, it says that you cannot go and bring your karbon pesach when you're an oinan. That means you cannot be mishaleach karbonisav. This is Reb Shimon talking. Didn't Reb Shimon tell us that you're allowed to go and have someone bring the carbon pesach for you and you'll eat it at night because Aninus Laila is only drabbanan. His mash Aninus Laila is the araisa. Oy, bye bye. Five teretzim. First teretz is Omer of Chizda, Pesach Kedi Nasva. That's the easiest teretz. Pesach was thrown in because we always talk about Bechor, Maser, Pesach together as one entity, like Cheder Shoytu with Carton. Mm-hmm. And I always used to go and say, or Tom, Dick, and Harry, and then Rabbi Cohen used to get very angry because his name was Harry. Yes, Chayim Levracha. Anyway, the point of all of this is that Pesach is Lav Dafke. In a Hanami, put in parentheses, take it out. We're not talking about Pesach. So that's the first teretz. Teretz number two, Rav Sheshi Somer. My Pesach, Shal my Pesach. When it says we have Pesach, we don't mean carbon Pesach. Of course, carbon Pesach and oinin can bring a libid Reb Shimon. He's talking about when Shal my Pesach, last Rashi in the bottom of the Omid, is what you talked about the whole time. Chagigas Yedalid. You cannot bring Chagigas Yedalid. That's what an oinin can. Pesach Yah, Shal my Pesach, Nish. Chagigas Yedalid cannot bring. Frank Timura, Ihochi, Heinu Shlomim. We already, that's the first case. Reb Shimon, Heinu Shlomim. This is a Shlomim. Why do I have to have two different types of shlom? That looks like the earlier teretz that we said. The meager teretz. Just like in Omri and Korb Pesach, you can bring the other kodshim that night too. So I would think that even though regular shlom have shanisht, but Pesach kemiyo, so maybe I can bring shalmi Pesach kemashalom. That's why the trade out that the price has to come. No, shalmi Pesach also cannot bring according to the teretz. He can only bring the korban Pesach. So we've given two answers to our question. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon holds that Ninas Laila is Rabbanan, and therefore you can bring the Korban Pesach. He says over here in this Brice, he cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Oinen cannot bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara gives two terutzim so far. Teretz number one is take out the word Pesach, it's Kedin Asma. Or the second teretz, we don't mean Pesach, we mean Shalmi Pesach. Mi'achim, tomorrow we're going to continue with Mer Meri and with Abaye and Rava, three more terutzim to discuss. Have a wonderful day.